It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. An Almena man is dead after a motorcycle crash near Clayton on Saturday. Two men nearly drowned and two teens were injured in an ATV crash in incidents this past weekend. Canadian wildfires choke the upper Midwest with poor air quality, and state leaders spar over PFAS, healthcare, and student literacy funding. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A motorcycle rider killed in a crash Saturday evening near Clayton has been named. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said 53-year-old Richard M. Johnson of Almena was riding east on County Highway D, went off the road at a curve, and crashed. Life-saving measures were attempted. Johnson was not wearing a helmet and died at the scene, authorities said. The specific cause of the crash was not known at this time and was under investigation. Two men nearly drowned Saturday night on Pokegama Lake near the docks at Lakeside Cantina in Chetek. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says one man was attempting to get into a boat from the dock and fell in the water. When he did not surface, another man jumped in to locate him, began to struggle, and was assisted out of the water with the help of bystanders. The second man, aged 63 from La Crosse, was located, pulled out of the water, and life-saving measures were conducted. He was flown to Mayo Hospital in Eau Claire and is currently in critical condition. The first man, aged 58 from La Crosse, was treated at the scene and released. No names have been released at this time. On Sunday night, a 16-year-old driver from Hillsdale lost control of his four-wheeler on the ATV trail north of Dallas, according to authorities. The rollover ejected him and his passenger from the ATV. The Barron County Sheriff's Department, DNR, and other first responders all reported to the scene. The driver was transported to Mayo Hospital in Barron with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The 19-year-old male passenger from Fairchild was flown to Mayo Hospital in Eau Claire and is in critical condition. The crash remains under investigation. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has prompted health warnings across the upper Midwest for a second straight year. Smoke from fires burning in British Columbia and Alberta have settled over parts of Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency issued its first statewide air quality alert of the season. Wisconsin also warned of unhealthy air pollution levels until noon on Monday. The National Weather Service said smoke could reach as far south as Iowa and Chicago by late Tuesday. Nearly 90 fires are burning in Canada, and prevailing winds are driving it south and east. To see current air quality levels across the state, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov/topic/air quality. Liberal justices who control the Wisconsin Supreme Court showed signs Monday of being willing to overturn a ruling that all but eliminated the use of absentee ballot drop boxes in the swing state. At issue is whether the court should overturn its July 2022 ruling that said nothing in state law allowed for absentee ballot drop boxes to be placed anywhere other than election clerk offices. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky asked what the court should do if its earlier ruling, quote, just got it wrong, end quote. A reversal could have implications on what is expected to be another razor-thin presidential race in Wisconsin. State Senate Republicans will override several vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers today, Bob Haig reports.
Those include a bill Evers vetoed that would have allowed for allocation of funding for PFAS remediation, State Senator Howard Markline.
We understood how important the issue was. We increased that funding to $125 million. Clearly, this is an important issue for us.
Senate Republicans have the two-thirds majority needed to override vetoes and will also act to release $15 million in grants for Chippewa Valley hospitals and several other bills Evers vetoed. It's unclear when or if the Assembly will act. Republicans in that chamber are two votes short of what they need to override. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Governor Tony Evers is once again suing the Wisconsin State Legislature. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The governor is making the move over what he calls a refusal to release a critical investment aimed at improving K-12 student literacy. According to Evers, the move comes as Republican lawmakers on the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance are refusing to release nearly $200 million in already approved investments, including nearly $50 million to help improve K-12 student reading outcomes. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans blame Evers for critical funding not being released. Republican legislators concluded legislation legislative business for the 2024 calendar year in March, but the state Senate has scheduled a session Tuesday to override several of Evers' vetoes. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.